You are welcome to the teaching ministry of Reverend Joshua Tende. Be blessed as you listen. It's my pleasure
to please him. Important we understand this, amen, so that we'll take advantage of it. Speaking in tongues and my harvest. So, Matthew chapter 9. Maybe from verse 35, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Hallelujah. 37, then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now let me take 37 again into 38 in the Old King James. Pay close attention right now. Then saith he to his disciples, the harvest truly is what? Say with me, the harvest is plenteous. All right, so I want you to note first, there are no scarcity of harvest. Amen? Harvest is never scarce. Harvest is plenteous. Amen. Scarcity is not the will of God. Anything that suggests scarcity to you is not of God. God deals with excess. Is that not so? We've learned here that excess is a signature of God. Where God is involved, the natural consequence is excess, surplus. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup does what? Runs over. Hallelujah. So where God is involved, the natural consequence is what? Surplus, plenteous. Hallelujah. So any thought that encourages you to think insufficient, to think scarcity, you know it's not of God. Is that not so? The harvest is plenteous. Let me hear you say it again. Say it again. Now, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Notice, it's not a full stop, semicolon. So he's still talking the same thing. Harvest is plenteous. Laborers are few. What next? 38. Verse 38. Pray ye therefore. Hallelujah. Pray ye therefore. In other words, if you believe that harvest is plenteous, it's time to pray. Are you getting that? If you believe that harvest is plenteous, what is it? It's time to pray. So if you are not praying, you don't believe in harvest. Hallelujah. If you are not praying, you do not believe in harvest. What kind of prayer? Of course, praying in the spirit. Because he says, praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the spirit. In every occasion, God expects us to pray in the spirit. That's what Ephesians 6:18 says. Amen. So if I believe that the harvest is plenteous, I should be praying always. Hallelujah. If I believe that the harvest is plenteous, what should I do? I should be praying always. Say it differently. My prayer is proof of my expectations. Hallelujah. My prayers is proof of my expectations. If I am expecting harvest, I should pray more. Praise God. If I'm expecting little harvest, I should pray little. If I'm expecting plenty harvest, what should I do? Pray much more. Say amen. So my prayers is proof of my expectations. Look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. Amen. My prayers is proof of my expectation. Ephesians 3 and verse 13 says, wherefore I desire, you see this? See someone that has a desire or expectation. I desire that he faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. This person has desire. What next? Verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because I have desires, I bow my knees. Again, prayers is proof of desires. Amen. Prayers is proof of desires. So if you have desires, it's time to pray. If you desire harvest, it's time to pray. If you want to gather in harvest, it's time to pray. Anybody desire harvest in the house? Let me see your hand. Therefore, it's time to what? To pray. Hallelujah. If you desire harvest, it's time to pray. Now, that's the first thought I want to sell to us tonight. Amen. If you desire harvest, it's time to pray. You cannot separate your harvest from your prayers. Praise the Lord. You cannot separate your harvest from your prayers. Many believers desire harvest, but they don't pray. That is why they don't see harvest. Hallelujah. But I know you. You desire harvest, and you will pray. We will celebrate your harvest in the name of Jesus. All right, let's see a few more scriptures on that. Just talk some few things. Once you see the light, you go home and practice it. Amen. If you desire harvest, it's time to pray. I mean, this is very simple. The thought here is, my harvest is at the mercy of my prayer life. Amen. I need to say that again. My harvest is at the mercy of my prayer life. My harvest is at the mercy of my prayer life. Amen. Now, let's see Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 from verse 15. On the day of Pentecost, the first time they spoke in tongues, amen, some observers, onlookers, mocked them and said, these men are drunk with wine. Then Peter answered, for these are not drunken as he supposed. They are drunk, but not as he supposed. It's with the higher wine, amen, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. So he said, this speaking in tongues is what prophet Joel said. What did he say? That in the last days shall come to pass, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. And on your servants and on my handmaidens, I'll pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Say amen. Now, Peter said, this outpouring of the Spirit, evidence with speaking in tongues, is a fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. Now let's go to Joel chapter 2 and read the prophecy from verse 21. Joel 2 from verse 21. So you know that this is talking about speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Next. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruits, the fig tree and the vine, and yield their strength. 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you what? The former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former and the latter rain in the first month. Hallelujah. The former and the latter rain in the first month. Next verse, please. What will happen when the rain falls? Read with me. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. Can you see harvest there? With the outpouring of the Spirit and speaking in tongues, there will be what? The floors will be full of wheat. There will be harvest. And the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. 25. And I will restore to you, hallelujah, the years that the locust and has the locust has eaten, and the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. Praise God. Again, here we see that with the outpouring of the Spirit, there is what? Harvest. Say amen. Outpouring, harvest. So, if I want harvest, I should drink more of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We have learned that on the side of God is an outpouring. On our side is what? Drinking. Is that not so? What he pours out is what we drink. He pours out the Spirit, we drink of the Spirit as we pray in the Holy Ghost and minister to God. Say amen. He pours out, we drink, then harvest show up. Amen. Thank you for an amen. Isaiah 32 verse 15. Isaiah 32 verse 15. Harvest is preceded by outpouring or drinking of the Spirit, speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Isaiah 32 and verse 15 says, Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and what will happen? The fruitful field be counted for a forest. Say amen. Now I want you to notice from this verse that we read, it shows clearly that the outpouring brings transformation. Amen. Wilderness becomes a fruitful field. A fruitful field becomes what? A forest. Hallelujah. To say it in simple time, your life will move from one level of glory to another as you drink of the Spirit. Say amen. From one level of glory to another as you drink of the Spirit. I say it differently. Your life will move from one level of glory to another as you speak in tongues more. Say amen. Say another amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is the lesson here? We change levels by speaking in tongues. Amen. We change levels by speaking in tongues. So when you are speaking in tongues, it's like, permit me to say, when you are speaking in tongues, you are writing promotion exam. If you write it well, you move to the next level. If you don't, you stagnate. So you can move from point A to point B by praying more in tongues. Hallelujah. From where you are to where you ought to be, what is required is that you speak more in tongues. Thank you for another amen. Praise God. So Jesus, speaking about this same matter, okay, before we read what Jesus said, that James chapter 5 and verse 7. James chapter 5 and verse 7. He says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he received what? The early and the latter rain. Hallelujah. Now here this verse is saying before the harvest, there must be early and latter rain. Amen. You know, the Spirit of God through James is using what is obtainable in the natural to explain to us spiritual truth. Amen. Naturally speaking, we all celebrate raining season because there's hope of reaping. Is that not so? As rain comes, you sow seed. As you sow, you know that harvest is on the way. Praise God. So rain, in fact, is even worse if after sowing seed, rain refuses to fall. Is that not so? That's when you see people gathering and saying, let's pray unto God so that there will be rain. Without rain, no harvest. Without harvest, there will be hunger. When Elijah spoke that there will be no rain except at my word, and for 3.5 years there was no rain, there was no harvest, and there was famine, and there was hunger. Amen. So with rain, there will be harvest, and there will be no room for hunger. So even in our time, we can handle the economic challenges of our time by what? Praying in the Holy Ghost, asking for the rain. As the rain falls, you find a way out of those challenges. Glory, hallelujah. As the rain falls, you just find a way out of those challenges. How many of us know that? The same way many people are complaining that Tinubu's government is the worst, there are many others that are saying it's the best government so far. Because some people, the money they have made in the past 3 years, they've never made that kind of money in their life. In fact, I've met somebody like that. Born again spirit field. The person's prayer is that Tinubu should come back again. So because I've never made money like Tinubu's regime, and there's promise that the making of money will be more if he comes back. Amen. Come on now. So that old saying, one man's food is another man's poison. Amen. Where some are weeping, some are celebrating. I tell people, don't generalize that everyone is suffering. You don't know everyone. Are you with me? You can exempt yourself from every suffering by taking initiative with the power of God. Exempt yourself. Get busy praying. Put yourself out of the challenges. Yeah, people say everybody is suffering. It's not true. Like somebody said one time, that there's no money in your pocket does not mean nobody has money in their pockets. Hallelujah. Well, you and I will change the narrative. You and I are changing the narrative. What will you do? Intentionally engage the power of God by praying in tongues. Now, see another scripture that shows that with prayer, your harvest shows up. Very quickly, Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 1. Zechariah 10 and verse 1. Hallelujah. What does it say? Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright cloud and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Now, let's read this again. You know, sometimes we are used to reading some things. We don't pay attention to the light there. Let's read slowly. Ask ye of the Lord rain when? Talk to me. In the time of the latter rain. Now, if you're in northern Nigeria, at least we can explain the weather here. In northern Nigeria, we know the peak of rainfall is somewhere July, August. Am I right? Am I right? Aha. Start building in July. By August, it climaxes. How many of us in the month of August, you pray that rain will fall? Nobody does, isn't it? Are you getting what I'm saying? I mean, in the natural, once it's time for latter rain, what you are praying is that the rain should not beat you. Is that not so? You are washing your clothes, you are praying, today rain should not fall. Ooh. Hey, these clothes must dry. Ooh. Hey, ooh. Or else I won't sing in choir. With this uniform, I didn't hear early and see. Hey. Praise the Lord. You spray your grain, your prayer is that it might not rain. But here, the Bible says, spiritually speaking, when it's time for latter rain, that is the time you should ask. Say an amen. In the natural, in time for rain, you don't ask for it. But spiritually, when it's time for rain, you ask for the rain. Hallelujah. And in these last days, we are in the days of the latter rain. So we are in the days of what? Asking. Hallelujah. You should always be asking. Asking for what? Asking for the rain. Asking for the rain. Asking for the rain. Asking for the rain. And the Bible says, when we ask for the rain, the Lord will make bright cloud and give them showers of rain. Hallelujah. I like the way somebody interpreted this one time. Somebody was leading prayer here one time, and I had her said this. It blessed me. He said, and the Lord will give them showers of rain to what? Everyone grass in the field. So the person said, that means the rain of God will fall on every expectation of your heart. Every grass, every expectation. Hallelujah. And I believe that's a good prayer to pray. Lord, let your rain fall upon every expectation of my heart. Now, if rain falls on expectation of your heart, what will happen? There will be harvest. Is that not so? The expectation will become manifestation. Let your rain fall upon every expectation of my heart. See, expectations are not fulfilled automatically. How many of us have ever had some expectations some years back that did not come to pass? Let me see your hand. Oh, so we are many. So you agree with me, isn't it? Praise God. Expectations are not fulfilled automatically. You have to apply force on them. They obey the Newton law of motion. The first law of motion. The law of inertia. Expectation. You just see them stagnate. It's when you push them that they come into fruition. And the place of pushing is where? The place of prayer. Say an amen. Amen. Upon every expectation of my heart, let the rain of the Lord fall. Say with me, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the rain of your spirit fall upon every expectation of my heart, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, that's a good prayer, I believe. We'll pray before we close. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, but there's something I read last week. You know, I was hoping I would share that Dreammakers. I did not. Let me share with you now briefly as we close. Amen. Luke chapter 5 from verse 1. Luke chapter 5 from verse 1. I'll just share these thoughts with you. Share one verse and that's all. We'll go home. Amen. Luke 5 from verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Yes. And saw two sheep standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the sheep, which was Simon's own, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. Amen. So he was by the land, isn't it? He said, move a little from the land. Move into water. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. You know why I'm laughing? I don't know whether you have noticed that most of the time, the instructions of God, they don't make sense. Peter had just closed from the day, for the day. He packed his sheep. Wash his net. It's time to go home. Now Jesus is saying, push it back to water. For what? Anyway, but he obeyed. Amen. He said, push it a little into the water. Amen. And he sat down and taught the people out of the sheep. My focus is verse 4. Read with me slowly. Verse 4. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, what did he say? Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Now, I'm not sure everybody understands what a drought is, so let's read further. I'll come back to verse 4. And Simon answering and said unto him, Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, what happened? They enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. I want to ask you, is that harvest? Come on now, is that harvest? So is it okay to say the drought he's talking about here is great harvest? Hello? All right, so let's read verse 4 again. Very good thought. If you catch this, your life will be testifying. I mean, you won't use your mouth to do it. The life will be saying it by itself. Now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, what did he say? Launch out into the deep and let down your net for, say it aloud, a great harvest. Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a great harvest. Listen to the thoughts here. Great harvests are only found in the deep waters. If you stay by the shallow water, you will never find great harvest. So he said, you want great harvest? Go into deep waters. If you understand that, say amen, please. Where do you find great harvest? Deep waters. Deep waters. I don't know if you've ever gone fishing or you've ever seen people fishing. Do you stay by the shore, by the land, and say, I'm catching fish? Maybe where water is ankle deep. No fish will even come there. Is that not so? Now, you need to go a little deeper. Amen. Where they are deceived by the bait, they cannot see the hook. All they are seeing is the bait. And that's where you will catch plenty of them. So, Jesus was teaching us a great lesson here that if you want great harvest, what should you do? Launch out into the deep. Somebody say amen. Ha, ha, ha. Say another amen. Amen. You remember in Ezekiel 47, I'm not going there, just stay with me. He talked about how the waters were measured. First, it was at ankle level. Then it was at knee level. Then at the loins. Then at the shoulder. At this time, the water was carrying him. Is that not so? Now, when the water gets to your shoulder level, that is deep waters. Praise the Lord. You know, I love the way the Holy Ghost used natural things to explain to us spiritual things. So, you can have your water at the ankle level, knee level, loins, or shoulder. That means when we pray in tongues, amen, the prayer we are praying are in levels. Some people, their prayer stop at ankle level. And you know what happened at ankle level? Your feet will be wet, but you won't catch anything. Only earthworm. No harvest. Praise the Lord. But some people will go a little deeper from ankle, they will get to the knee. Then some to the loins. But if you want bumper harvest, you must persist until you get into deep waters. Say amen. Say, help me preach to your neighbor. Great harvest are only found in deep waters. Talk to another one again. Great harvest are only found in deep waters. And you know, water is a type of the Holy Spirit. Is that not so? Hello? Are we still together? All right, let's read that. We're not sure everybody is with us. John chapter 7, verse 37. Quickly. Great harvest only found in deep waters. Great harvest only found in deep waters. The deeper the water, the greater your harvest. Now, what does this water represent? Let's read. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water." So what are the rivers God talk about? Verse 39. "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him will receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." Hallelujah. And so when we talk about deeper waters, we are talking about getting deeper in the move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And how do we get deeper? By spending a longer time praying in tongues. Hallelujah. As you tarry praying in tongues, you are moving from shallow waters to deep waters. Are you still with me? Say amen. As you tarry praying in tongues, what happened? You are moving from shallow waters to deep waters. Now, let's read two other scriptures so that I will find how I tie up what I'm telling you. Psalm 42 and verse 7. Psalm 42 and verse 7. Okay. In fact, I'm interested in the first sentence only. Can we read it together? One, two, go. "Deep calleth unto deep." Let's try it again. "Deep calleth unto deep." Hallelujah. That means a communication or a harvest that is peculiar to deep waters is only waiting for those that will go into deep waters. Deep for deep. Shallow for shallow. Praise the Lord. Your harvest responds to your level. Your harvest responds to your level. If you go deeper, you have greater harvest. If you stay shallow, you will suffer. One of the greatest disfavor you will do to yourself this month is to reduce praying in the spirit. But one of the greatest favor you do to yourself this month is double up your prayer. You see, God does not give us a word to entertain us. In gathering means there are things you will gather in. Is somebody hearing me? There are plenty of your harvests that you will gather in, but these harvests are in deep waters. And deep calleth to deep. If you want what is in deep waters, what should you do? Go into deep waters. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, verse 23. "Deep calleth to deep. Deep calleth to deep." Psalm 107, 107, verse 23. 107 and verse 23. All right. Let's read it together again slowly so that you don't miss out. "They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business where?" Give me a synonym for great waters. Deep waters. Deep waters. Now see what happens in deep waters. Verse 24. "If you go to deep waters, what will happen to you?" 24. "These see the works of the Lord and his wonders." Where? In the deep. If you want to see the wonders of God, what should you do? Go into the deep waters. launch out into the deep for great harvest. The wonders of God are not seen in shallow waters. Go into deep waters, you will see the wonders of God in deep waters. Hallelujah. The wonders of God are found in deep waters. Wonders of God are found where? Deep waters. Come on, say with me if you don't mind. The wonders of God are found in deep waters. Hallelujah. The wonders of God are found in deep waters. Amen. Wonders of God are found in deep waters. So if wonders of God, like we say, great harvest or great testimonies. If you want great testimonies, go for deep waters. Say hallelujah. You want great testimonies, go for deep waters. Amen. And it's applicable on every aspect of life. Huh? Applicable. Somebody called me a few days ago. I don't want to be specific. I know the days. I'm being intentional. Amen. Somebody called me a few days ago. Please listen to my story. Amen. I don't like telling stories, but I like mentioning a few to wake people to know that what we are saying, we are not joking. Amen. Now, when this person was calling me, I was looking at the phone as it's ringing. Amen. I was not doing anything, but I was reluctant about picking the call. It dialed, rang, ended, the person called again, second time, the third time. I said, "Oh, let me just speak, even though I know this person will ask for money." So you now understand why I was hesitant, isn't it? Even my story you don't want to hear. Huh? Your own is not shallow water. You are in desert completely. Praise the Lord. And so I was hesitant about picking the call. This person, from last year to this year even as till March, this person will call and say, "Please, can I get 10,000 naira there? 15,000 naira? It's not even much money. 10,000, 15,000. I say, "Ah, yourself, step up now. Waiting." And this person said, "Well, I'm trying my best. It's not my fault. It's that things are not working." I said, "Get into deeper waters. Get to pray. You will see the wonders of God. Get into deeper waters." Now, remember, I said until March. March. March is 3 months ago. Is that not so? This person was still asking for 10,000, 15,000. So, a few days ago, within this week, between Monday and Wednesday, I'm not calling the day now. Amen. I'm conscious that people are watching me everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. So this person was calling. I was looking at the call saying, "It's not time to." Then I finally picked. The person said, "Daddy, what you taught me is true. These things happen in deep waters." So I was listening. "Okay, what are you saying?" He said, "Well, to begin with, I've negotiated for a land yesterday. I would have paid. I just remembered I've not told you. I said, let me tell you before buying the land." I say, "Land? Huh? It cannot be 10,000 naira. In this Nigeria, even the remotest village, land. No. So I asked, how much is the land? Say, it's in millions. I say, "What did you do?" Say, "Deep waters." I said, "Too? You mean, it's not that I didn't believe what I was teaching, but to me the time was so short. 3 months, you're already in deep waters. But you know, we learned that when the rain comes, there's restoration of time. That means the rain brings compression of time. You are not saying amen. Oh, you are responding like a wicked person. Land. Amen. Praise the Lord. Another one. Let me try and quote this one. Another person, amen. I'm not even saying whether it's male or female. Another person that, I mean, just three years ago, this person needed 120,000 naira from me to just pay off a creditor so that the person will not be arrested. How much did I say? 120,000 only. Naira. Last year, that is 2 years after. 3 years ago was when the person needed. Last year, the person was talking with me and said, well, the person brought a seed first and said, there's this contract that has been approved for me. I just need mobilization to start now. They have promised to give 75% before I start. So the person brought seed in dollars towards release of. He said, Pastor, I want you to just speak a word so that they release. So I said, okay, I will do. How much is the contract? The person said, 500. I said, 500,000 naira? He said, no, 500 M. Not M for Mumu. You know what M is? I say, So my mind started booting. Just about 2 years ago, 120,000. Now we are talking 500 M. How does this transition happen in deep waters? What they see in deep waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in deep. That means they are the kind of testimonies that when you share, people will wonder whether you are lying or telling the truth. Now, I'm telling you now in June. By December is your story we'll be telling. Yours may not be financial. I know some of you are not interested in money. Yours may not be financial, may not be material. But whatever you are calling as harvest, as you go into deeper waters, we'll tell your stories. Kai, we'll tell your stories. Let the anointing of God rest on you to move into deeper waters. We will hear yours too in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We will hear yours too in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So, Jesus said, launch into the deep for a drought. There is so much harvest waiting for you. Where? In deeper waters. In deeper waters. Hallelujah. The harvest is not in shallow waters. It's waiting for us in deeper waters. In fact, if you are wise, you won't just walk into deeper waters. Jump in. Jump in. That means fight against anything that will keep you from jumping in. Anything that will keep you from launching into deeper waters is a distraction. Hallelujah. So do away with anything that will keep you. And what should you do? Go into deeper waters. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right. Here is my last scripture for tonight. Proverbs 23 verse 29. Before that, let's read Ephesians 5. So that you understand what we are reading in Proverbs. Ephesians 5 verse 15. Ephesians 5 verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Yeah, next verse. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. How will we understand the will of the Lord? Next verse. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but what shall you do? Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. What does the world drink? What does the world drink? What do believers drink? The Spirit. Thank you. What does the world drink? What do believers drink? Thank you. That means what wine does to sinners, the Spirit does the same to us believers. Is that not so? If you want to understand the operation of the Spirit in our life, just look at what alcohol does to drunkards. Say amen. To unbelievers is alcohol, to us is the Holy Spirit. If you got that, say amen. So the same way they get drunk in wine or in alcohol, we should get drunk in the Holy Spirit. Now, anytime I speak about being drunk in the Spirit, I like to explain this. How many of us have ever seen somebody hurrying to walk and is drinking water as he's rushing? Maybe a bottle water or sachet water. He's hurrying to walk where he will catch bus. He's drinking water. How many of you have seen people like that? All right, thank you. How many of us have ever seen somebody rushing to walk? Maybe he walks with Zenith Bank. He's rushing and he's drinking Gulda as he's going. Have you ever seen anybody? You know why? Nobody drinks alcohol in a hurry. Is that not so? The drinking that will result to drunkenness, you must what? Tarry. Say amen, please. Amen. Likewise, you cannot be drunk in the Holy Spirit if you are in a hurry. Tarry. Amen. Tarry. Make yourself room. Create time. Tarry. Just keep drinking. Keep drinking. Keep drinking. Before you realize you have crossed over. Say an amen. So the key word, listen now, the key word in being drunk in the Spirit is what? Tarrying. Tarrying. Don't get speaking in tongues. You're in a hurry to finish. In Jesus' name, Lord, we have given you a portion. Bye-bye. Are you with me? The key words is what? Tarry. Hallelujah. If you have seen drunkards, they are never in a hurry. They just sit down here. They turn one bottle. It has not happened. Give me another bottle. Turn it. It has not happened. They will go and ease themselves. Come back. Praise God. If you must run a beer parlor, you better have a good restroom nearby or they will surprise you. One time. One time. You know, my wife is not here and I'm about talking about her. That's why I'm laughing. We are driving past a beer parlor. They sell drinks there. And they don't have provision for toilets anywhere. Then they rode boldly beside the wall. Beside the wall where there's a gutter, people urinate there seriously. Of course, when they drink, they urinate. Then they rode boldly, "Don't urinate here." My wife said, "No, they must do it. You give them to drink, they will give you right there." Is that not so? I mean, drunkards are just like that. Amen. Once they load, they offload, they load, they offload. Until they get to a point when they want to go and offload. Hallelujah. They offload including their own body. Is that not so? You just go there, want to be, now lie down there. Am I correct, sir? No, I didn't say he's a drunkard, though. It's that he's well experienced. He has seen plenty of things. There are so many stories of many drunkards in many places. Hallelujah. Now, but the key word is to be drunk, you must what? Say it aloud. Aha. So people ask, must I pray in tongues for long? Yes, if you want to be drunk in the Spirit. Say amen. That's why when we call for prayers, we give you a minimum of 1 hour. Minimum of 1 hour. Why? Even if you're a beginner, 1 hour is enough to get you drunk. But if you're experienced drunk, we expect that you have taken some in your privacy. So this 1 hour, you are just topping up. Is that not so? Praise the Lord. I remember before our church moved to this place that is ours, we are using Zau Zau Chalet. And, you know, it's very interesting. It's where life is that things happen. When we were there, Zau Zau Chalet was very lively. People were always going there to do partying, clubbing. Now that we have left, they have left the place too. If you give people room to do clubbing in this hall, you'll be surprised every night how they'll be booking to use this place. Satan like where there is life. But we won't give them. But many times in those days in Zau Zau Chalet, we come to church Sunday morning, we'll be carrying one or two persons outside the hall. They are drunk and they are over. Amen. But many of us know that they didn't get drunk just by sipping for 2 minutes. What did they do? They tarry. So see what happened when you tarry drinking the Holy Ghost. We'll just say that and pray a little. Go home. Proverbs 23 and verse 29 to 30. All right. Who has woes? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? They that what? Tarry long at the wine. And they that go to seek what? Mixed wine. Praise the Lord. As a praise the Lord. Now let me begin with the last one. Mixed wine. We have our own mixed wine. Is that not so?
Yeah.
These church people, are you in the house? I said we have our own mixed wine. So if you are praying in the Holy Ghost and it's getting you tired, learn to mix it up. Are you with me? As you are praying, you can play a favorite worship song. And in between your prayer, you are quoting scriptures. Then later on, you play a message as you are praying. What are you doing? You are taking mixed wine. Hallelujah. Now, when you learn to pray and to play a favorite message or song, you find out that you get drunk faster. Because one of our challenges is our mind. As you are praying, your mind, as you are praying in tongue, your mind is busy saying, hey, the way they are staying long today, maybe that eba and okra, they will finish it before I go home. Hey, Kai. Amen. But you are praying, you are playing a good music, your mind tries to wander, your mind is focused on the song, on the message, you concentrate better, you cross faster. Say an amen.
Amen.
Mix wine. Hallelujah. Personally, unless otherwise led by the Spirit, I don't start praying without playing a message or a worship song. Especially message. Message will be playing. I'm praying. But you see, if it's the Holy Spirit that woke me up to pray, I don't need a message. I just stay my mind on what He woke me to do and just flow. And I keep doing that until the Holy Ghost starts talking to me. Then I stop the message to listen to a greater message in the inside. Say amen. And so He said, the ones that get mixed wine. With mixed wine, you enter in faster. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I don't know if you have seen some of those people that take hot drink, mixed wine. They may just put something very small, like it's not plenty. They just throw one shot. They have crossed. Are you with me? Why are you looking like you've never taken such things? Even if you have not taken, you've seen them in movies. Is that not so? Just very small. The person have crossed. Now, let me tell you. There's one way you can take hot drink spiritually in prayer. Listen to me. When you start prayer and you are more fervent in your prayer, you cross faster. But if you are praying and you are doing mashapa, mashapa, shapa, shapa, mashapa, no. He will not cross. Say, sharp hour, you'll be doing it. My sharper, my sharper, my sharper. Oh my God, please hear this. Hear this. I'm not joking now. One of the ways you take mixed wine is what? United prayer, congregational prayer. When we are gathered together like this, there's corporate anointing. What normally will take you 1 hour to get done, within 10 minutes you can get it done. 5-10 minutes. And we are going to do that in some few minutes. I'll give prayer. I want you to just zero in the spirit. Fervently and just pray some few minutes. You are taking mixed wine. You take it short and you cross over. Say amen. Say another amen. Yeah. We take some shots tonight. Is somebody ready for some shots? Yeah. Hallelujah. Now let's read. Now that's when we are together. Now you take hurry shots. But on your own, what do you do? Tarry. They that tarry long at the wine. They that tarry long at the wine. Now go back to verse 29. Everything he said that alcohol does to them, the opposite is our portion. Say amen. The opposite. Now, for them, he said, who has woes? That is curses. For us, who has blessings? Who has joy? Who has testimonies? Who has a song? Who has healing? Who has clear eyes that he's seeing in the spirit and knowing things that are happened? They that what? Tarry taking good wine. Hallelujah. Your harvest is waiting for you to launch into the deep. Say with me, my harvest is waiting for me to launch into the deep. Now say it another way. My harvest is waiting for my prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So I want us to launch in now. Amen. I give the prayer. We'll just launch in for 10 minutes. 10 minutes, just go in. Lafrati Zabana. Amen. Can I have somebody on the keyboard and on the drum? Let's help some people quickly. Amen. Say with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me by your spirit to launch into the deep. Say it again, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me by your spirit to launch into the deep for bumper harvest. Let the anointing for tarrying come upon me in the name of Jesus. Now pray that. Help me, Lord, to launch into the deep for bumper harvest. Pray it fervently, like I said. That's how you launch in very fast. So Papa leve ne mosha baba leve go rebege spy. Manjelebe go rebegele boran badan do leve gene mosha baba leve lolo spy. Epolo bande brekone vegene mojimba baba ju baba leve no bande ke asai. A jojo mama baba leve de gene brother bri anda la boshi de begele brendo si papa pa de begonia. Embolo bande breke de bon de berge de bon de berge de bosha. Oh, help me to tarry the whole of this month. Just tarry drinking the bandia. E branda la branda 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 E pradon do roma de gele vele vele roma roma do ma de do ma do do ma gele as to bai e prondon di bale 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 bo re bege le bo re bege le bo re bege le bo ji baba baba ra bando bon de bege sa je mama man de prendon da bade bege da bode bege da bode bege le bo de bege da bode ba nia e prondon lo bo si baba ba re bege le bege le bo ra ba ya prado do do mo si le bege le mo si le bara ti ke ha e kre ge shuda e prondo doza e prondo do ba le bege le bo le bo si le prata te le bo go re bege le prendo si papa le go le begene musise banaidia ere menon de gene in estonandia bambale bego le begene brede bri andala bo shide ba 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 ebranamosa ebranobosa ebranobosa embrodo 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 ola. Let the rain of the spirit fall upon every expectation of my life in the name of Jesus. Babaria. Kande brende levreko leve chucho mama ba leve gele boshi de babania. Ebrondo baba ba leve gole be gole be gole be gele gole be gandi sha. Enjo mama mama ndo ba rebe gele bredo do ba de bere gele boshi baba ba ndi gine sto. Enjo no baba ba leve gole be gele bugore be gele bugore be gele bugole ba ndi ba be suda. Enjo jo baba ba ndi brendo ba de bele bele be gole be gene boshi sa. Enton ton bam 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 don 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 be gine motatia. E kroto stande mam bam bando sa. Embrondo diva e kreko suba e jujo mande. Embrondondiga, embalabasusto, riasto, baneka, baresu, badege, embonda, ambranda, oreso, baneki, karimo, haleba, otande, ekorabadi embradoto palebekuremeni andosai. Babarebedesto, embrondo dodo malebakea, ambrando dodo basia, ambramba babon bebidi, embrombo bondebegea, embrombo bondibai, embrombo bondibai, embrombo bondibai, embrondo dobadiada, embrondo dodobasa, 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 embrondo dodobanda, embrondo dodobai, engia, engia la hai.
Aliambo, Ekiando, Ojuade, Kulababai, Eprododo de Bassa, Eprododo de Besa, Eprododo de Bandea, Embrondo de Mande, Embrondo de Maya, Embrondo de Mangia, Embrondo de Dosa, Embrondo de Doya, Ekiado, 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 Ilacasta, Icadasta, Imbalasta, Imboranta, Emborande, Emborenda, Ekinondo, Icalasso, Embonondo, Ekaranto, Ekanando, Iala, Iabalabasushoda. Atutai, Ebrototai, Ebrototo, 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 Ekratua, Egrindodo, 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 Iala, Iala Basusai, hey! Malevodadea, Ekrea, 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 Ekrea,
Every get up,
Wabaye, Iglagae, Chuacheda, Papadea, Ekrikea, 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 Waye, Pulalalaya. Every expectation of my life, let the rain fall on them.
This is the production of the Father's Delight International Ministry. We are committed to raising a people pleasing to the Father. You can reach us on the following numbers: 080-395-42685 or 070-319-61305. You can reach us on Facebook, X, and Instagram at FDIM Zaria and on YouTube, Joshua Tende. Thank you for listening.